This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
PlayStation Pop Experience. There was an idea. Jordan knows this. Called the PTBN Trivia Night. The idea was to bring together a trio of remarkable contestants to see if one of them could become the champion of this episode. To see if they could test their might and see about their Marvel knowledge would work for them when they needed them to. To answer questions that many others never could. We call it the Marvel episode of PTBN Trivia Night. Welcome everybody to PTBN Trivia Night. I am Andy Atherton, one of your co-hosts. And we have another great game ahead of us with three great contestants, three newbies to the show, but not necessarily the newbies to most of you listeners. Let's get my co-host in here first, though, before we get the contestants in. Jordan Duncan. Jordan, how you doing?
I'm confused, Andy. Did you say Marvel trivia?
Yeah, it's Marvel. You know, MCU kind of stuff.
I've been boning up on my marvelous Marvin Hagler trivia.
Oh.
Yikes. This is embarrassing.
Yeah.
I'm even wearing a shirt I got an iron-on off of Etsy. Yeah. So it's pretty cool. Money well spent. I don't deny that, but I guess I'm just going to have to wing it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not the
first.
For
a record 800th podcast in a row, I will be winging it, Andy.
Yes. Hey, I pretty much do that every show. Also, though, joining us, our third man in the booth, the guy responsible for keeping all of us in line, all of us in order, our timekeeper and scorekeeper, Michael Cook. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
I'm good.
It's been better.
Mike, you weren't setting up
a Thomas Hitman Hearns shirt on, but...
Well, I just had to change all my questions because I was asking questions about Batman and Superman, so...
Oh, yeah, that's somebody else. That's DC, right?
That's the Sherman cut.
All right. On that note, let's get our contestants in here. First off, joining us from the state of Kentucky, one of the members of the Place to Be group on Facebook, Ashley Cruz. Ashley, welcome to PTBN Trivia Night.
Thanks for having me.
Well, great for you to be here, and best of luck to you. Mm-hmm. Also joining us, we put out when we have these shows there, we're trying to attract people. And there are lots of great groups on Facebook. We have the Place to Be group, which we talk about a lot here because we are part of that. But also, my good friends Lee and Ray of the Geeks Who Like Sports podcast have their own Facebook group, and I'm a member of that, and I put this call to action in there. And we got somebody to come on the show from that very group. Paul Faria from joining us from Rhode Island. Paul, how are you?
Oh, great. And I love the fact that you said my last name right.
Well, it was Faria or Faria. I went with the Faria, so I flip a coin. Sometimes the sun shines on the dog's butt, you know what I'm saying?
That's great. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. And rounding out our trio tonight, a guy who is no stranger to PlayStation, no stranger to trivia games, although it's a little weird for me and Jordan because he's on the other side of the microphone and not on the side we're on, the one, the only, JT Rosero. Justin, welcome to the game.
I think the Sherman cut comes with a side of Peroxy Y-Gen.
All right. So, Justin, you ready to test your Marvel knowledge tonight?
I got the elongated laugh from Jordan, so I'm good. I'm done for
it. It took me a second, and then it clicked.
All right.
Yeah, I'm good. I mean, I do host a Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. I steer that show, really, and bring insight. So I'm feeling pretty dominant tonight.
Well, cool. Good luck to you. All right, yeah. Jordan, you want to explain how the game is played and what we're playing for?
Absolutely. If there's any first-time listeners who maybe are just searching for Marvel podcasts and you find your way to us, tonight's trivia is not about comics necessarily. Justin mentioned the Marvel Cinematic Universe. This is all movies, television. We stray a little bit from the MCU. We also may include some other Marvel entities, but it's all stuff that you can watch rather than stuff you have to read. But that's first and foremost. Here's how the game is played. We've got three rounds. Each of our first three rounds are themed. And in each round, as well as our fourth round, which is our lightning round, you're going to get 10 questions each. You're going to get 90 seconds to answer those questions. You don't have to answer before anybody because you each get your own turn. Your first three questions are easy. Those are worth 1 point. The second set of questions are medium. Those are worth 3 points. The third set of questions are hard. Those are worth 5 points. And then the last and final question we consider to be a very hard question. If you get that right, you get 7 points. It's kind of a rapid fire type thing because you only have 90 seconds. So we take the first answer you give, and you are able to pass at any time. So maybe if you're drawing a blank and you don't want to waste too much time, you just say pass. We can come back to those questions as long as there is still time on the clock. At the end of the night, whoever has the most points advances to our semifinal round. And at the end of this whole thing, Andy, we are seeing the light at the end of the tunnel here. We are kind of nearing this is the final semifinal spot up for grabs tonight.
There's one more episode
in the final semifinal match now as we're filling spots for it.
Whoever wins, we so far know Greg Diener is in that matchup.
Yep. And tonight will be our eighth of nine semifinalists. And those nine people will go on to compete for an actual title belt. Andy, tell us about that belt.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's sitting right a few feet away from me. It says undisputed PTBN trivia champion with the logo of the show. Really, really great. It's going to be hard for me to part with it, but that's, why we're doing this show. We want to have a nice prize, put on your wall, whatever. We had one contestant say their wife was, happy that they lost afterwards once they found out the prize. But, look, it's a cool trinket, a cool thing. Could be one and done, or who knows, we could do another season. But it's definitely something, being a wrestling fan and a pop culture fan, it just puts them both together and, get to show it off.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. All right. Should we get started?
Yeah, Jordan, what is our first game?
Our first game is titled Who Said It? Pretty simple setup here. I'm going to give you guys a quote from a Marvel movie or show. You have to tell me who said it. I don't think there's any questions on how that game is played. Mr. Cook, you are our official scorekeeper, but you also are the one behind the scenes who sets up who goes when. So who is playing first tonight?
Well, since he came through for us tonight, we're going to go with the Honorable JT tonight first.
Yeah, we're gonna bless
as
you.
As usual, Cook thinks he's helping me, but he's fucking me. All right,
Justin, you have any questions? I think you pretty much know how this one goes, correct?
You're going to read questions. I have to answer them.
Yes, sir. Your clock will start when I finish the first quote. Okay. Just for some specifics here, we are looking to be as specific as possible. You'll probably get what I mean when we get down to some of those questions. There might be some quotes that are said by a couple people. Who says it most notably, I guess, is what we're looking for there. So Bruce. I don't know if that'll. Yeah. So, all right. Mr. Cook, do we have 90 seconds on the clock?
We're ready to go.
All right. Justin, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Your first quote is this. I am inevitable.
Thanos.
That's my secret, Cap. I'm always angry.
Tony Stark.
I'm Mary Poppins, y'all.
That is Yondu.
Why is Gamora?
That is Drax.
Get lost, Squidward.
Oh, fuck. Pass.
I swear on my father's grave, Spider-Man will pay.
Pass.
If you say one more word, I'll feed you to my children. I'm kidding. We're vegetarians.
Drax's kids are dead. That sounds like him, though. Pass.
Ever see 127 Hours?
Peter Quill.
Mankind has always feared what it doesn't understand.
Vision.
I promise you, you'll be dead by dawn.
It's dark.
30 seconds.
Ultron.
I'll go back to Get Lost, Squidward.
I'm going to go with Peter Quill for that one, too.
I swear on my father's grave, Spider-Man will pay.
Whose dad died? That's my last one, right? This one?
No, you've got the one more word. I'll feed you to my children.
Shit, Mysterio. Feed me to children. That'll be... Fuck, who's got kids? Ego.
All right. All right, Andy, we'll go over how you did.
Not well.
I mean, listen, we've seen much worse starts than this. Trust me.
That's good. Yeah, and a certain cut that we've already mentioned. All right, so we'll go over the answers and we'll give you your score. I am inevitable. That is Thanos. You got that one right. That's my secret cap. I'm always angry. You said Tony Stark. It was Bruce Banner, aka the Hulk.
That makes more sense.
I'm Mary Poppins, y'all. Yondu, you got that one right. Why is Gamora? You said that one correctly. Drax. Get Lost, Squidward. That was Tony Stark.
Okay.
I swear on my father's grave, Spider-Man will pay. That is Harry Osborn.
If that one say, jumps out of the MCU into the...
Oh, yeah. What a fucking swerve that was. This is MCU said.
If you say one more... If you say one more word, I'll feed you my children. I'm kidding. We're vegetarians as M'Baku. Ever see 127 Hours? That was Deadpool. Mankind has always feared what it doesn't understand. That was Magneto. And I promise you, you'll be dead by dawn was Blade. So total of 5 points.
Okay.
Oh man, there's like 34 points per game, so lots on the table.
Yep. Yeah, I didn't have most of those. I'll just keep guessing.
All right, Mr. Cook, who goes next?
Paul's up.
All right, Paul, welcome to the show.
All right, let's get going.
All right, I will not attempt to say your last name because I've already forgotten the correct pronunciation.
It's like Maria with an F.
Oh, perfect. So Maria F. All right. All right, Paul. We have 90 seconds on the clock for Mr. Faria.
Good to go.
All right. Paul, this first one is a tough one. I am Iron Man.
Tony Stark.
Puny God.
Hulk.
On your left.
That would be Captain America or Sam Wilson.
Hey, Auntie.
Hey, Auntie. Tony Stark.
Pick on someone your own size.
Cap.
So, you got detention.
Cap.
You handle the suit, I'll handle the music.
Happy Hogan.
I would rather be a good man than a great king.
That would be T'Challa.
The only way forward is back.
Only way forward is back. Pass.
All right. You hit them and they get back up. I hit them and they stay down.
30 seconds.
I hit them and they get up. I hit them and I stay down. Thor.
And go back. The only one you pass on. The only way forward is back.
The only way forward is back. Would that be... I don't know. I'll go with Doctor Strange.
All right.
I believe it was Yoda.
All right. Not bad, Paul.
Doc Brown, I think, at the end of Back to the Future.
All right. Here we go.
A decent little run.
Yeah. No, not bad. We'll run.
So, Andy, two people in. I think the non-MCU ones... are the ones that were...
Probably because you said it was MCU, yeah. That's probably why.
Well, I didn't, but okay.
Andy did.
We said okay. Primarily MCU.
As it sold me on.
All right. Let's go through the answers. I am Iron Man. That is Tony Stark. Puny God. That is Hulk. On your left, Steve Rogers or Sam Wilson, a.k.a. Captain Falcon. Hey, Auntie. That was Killmonger. And,
hey,
From Black Panther.
Pick on someone your own size. That was Scott Lang, a.k.a. Ant-Man. So, you got detention. That was Steve Rogers, Captain America. You handle the suit, I'll handle the music. That was Happy Hogan. On the last three, you kind of got tripped up. I would rather be a good man than a great king. That was Thor, actually. The Only Way Forward Is Back. That was Agatha Harkness from WandaVision. You hit them and they get back up. I hit them and they stay down. That was Frank Castle.
The Punisher, I believe, in Daredevil on Netflix is when he said that.
Yeah. Oh, well, you guys are going deep.
I've watched all those. If those are in the mix, I'm feeling better.
Okay.
All right. So
what a decent little score.
Yeah, 11. So puts you in the lead temporarily.
Yep. So that means that Mr. Ashley Cruz is our last contestant for the first round. Ashley, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm here.
Yeah, listen, you are a name that has long been associated with these podcast networks, a long-time listener and supporter, so we do thank you for that. I think this is the first time I've ever been on a show with you. So
yeah, I'm from cool way back.
Yeah, cool to finally get to put a voice to the name, so we hope you do well. I'm sure Justin and Paul do not hope you do that well, but, you know, do your best. Mr. Cook, we've got 90 seconds on the clock.
Ready to go.
All right, Ashley, your first quote is, I am Groot.
Groot.
I love you, 3000.
Tony Stark's daughter.
All right, I can do this all day.
Captain America.
Faith is my sword, trust is my shield, knowledge is my armor.
Sif?
Can you believe they call us criminals when he's assaulting us with that haircut?
Deadpool?
To quote a friend of mine, it's clobbering time.
Johnny Storm?
If toast is cut diagonally, I can't eat it.
Nick Fury?
The first boy I ever kissed ended up in a coma for 3 weeks.
Rogue?
I get emails from a raccoon, so nothing sounds crazy.
30 seconds.
Nick Fury.
Kick names, take ass.
Scott Lang.
All right.
All right. Went through you all. Answered them all. All right.
Not a bad start.
No, you did fairly well. So let's go through them, and then we'll give you a score. I am Groot. That was Groot. I love you, 3000. Tony Stark, Morgan Stark. You said Tony's daughter. We accepted that answer. I can do this all day. That was Captain America. Faith is my sword, trust is my shield, knowledge is my armor. You said Lady Sif. It's actually Doctor Strange. Can you believe they call us criminals when he's assaulting us with their haircut? Sounds like something Deadpool would say, but it's actually Rocket Raccoon. To quote a friend of mine, it's clobbering time. That was Johnny Storm. If toast is cut diagonally, I can't eat it. That is Nick Fury. The first boy I ever kissed ended up in a coma for 3 weeks. That was Rogue. Yeah, that one correct. The last two, you kind of got tripped up on. I get emails from Raccoon, so nothing sounds crazy. That was actually Natasha Romanoff, and I believe it was in Endgame. Kick names, take ass. That was Mantis. But you got 16, which puts you in the lead. So at the end of the first round, we have Ashley Cruz with 16 points, Paul Faria with 11, and JT Rosero with 5 points. Lots of game to play, though, guys. Lots of points on the board. So everybody's still in this. But before we get to round two, let's talk about what's going on here on the PlayStation Pop Experience. On the most recent Making Mount Rushmore, panelists Steve Riller, Ray Carcillo, and Ben Locke shared which comedy cartoon series and action cartoon series are on their respective Mount Rushmores. We have two series of Pop Goes the Couch going right now. The first one is The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. That's myself, Tim Capel, Sean Kidd, and Scott Shiflett. We broke down season 1, episode 4, The Whole World is Watching. And on the other one, covering the Mighty Ducks Game Changers, that was James Grunenberg and Greg Diener. They broke down episode 3, Breakaway. It Was a Thing on TV continues their pilot month to discuss The Nerd and The Amazing Screw-on-Head. Battlestar in the 25th Century continues on with Sean Kidd taking his apprentice, Scott Shiflett, through some of the classic sci-fi shows of the late 70s and early 80s. On Pop Goes the Classics, that is the series that we're looking at the full-length Disney animated features. That's myself, Steve Riddle, and Miranda Berthold. Our latest episode is 1961's 101 Dalmatians. On the NBA Team podcast, Andrew Reich and Adam Murray discuss which teams should be preparing for the playoffs and which teams are already looking ahead to the draft lottery. Pop Goes the Movies returned. Myself and Scott Shiflett, we reviewed and discussed Godzilla vs. Kong. And the newest show to join the feed, Popcorn Chicken Salad, is all about trying to find the good and bad in guilty pleasure films. The debut episode has Ben Locke, Logan Crossley, and Matt Souza live watching 1995's Mortal Kombat in preparation to lead up to the new Mortal Kombat coming very soon.
That's a guilty pleasure film?
Well,
that's straight up like it. I love that movie.
To each their own. Yeah, it was fun. It came out in college. Loved the. We had the soundtrack at the radio station. It's fun. You know, it has its issues as a movie, but I mean, I love the scene when Lizard shows up, though. Just like, inhabits the skull, and it's like Lizard has joined the fight or something like that. Oh, lots of fun. But we're not talking about Mortal Kombat. We're talking about Marvel here tonight. And we're starting off with round two. And this game is called Name the Actor. It's a game we've played on other episodes. Basically, I'm going to give you a character. You just tell me who plays him. Very simple, straightforward. All right. So, Mike, who is up first in this round?
We got Paul going first this time.
All right. Paul, you have any questions?
No.
All right. Very good. So you'll get 10, 90 seconds on the clock. The clock will start once I say the first name. Okay. Here we go. Agent Maria Hill.
Colby Smothers.
Ronan the Accuser.
Pass.
Ego.
Ego is played by Kurt Russell.
Obadiah Stane.
Oh, his name's escaping me. Pass.
Volstagg.
Volstagg. That is Mr. 300. Oh, what's his? Pass.
Aaron Davis.
Aaron Davis is the guy from Community. Oh, I'm terrible with actors' names. Pass.
Christine Everhart.
Christine Everhart. Pass.
Harley Keener.
Harley Keener. Don't know. Pass on that one.
Ramonda.
30 seconds.
What was the name?
Ramonda.
Ramonda? Wasn't she the former governor of Rhode Island?
Says Gina Ramonda.
Dr. Helen Cho.
Dr. Helen Cho. I know we're doing actresses' names. Pass.
Ronan the Accuser.
Oh, this is terrible. Oh, I don't know his name. Oh, go to the...
Obadiah Stane.
Oh, he's the dude.
Okay. Well, you were on the right.
So, from listening, you know he can picture the face, like the dude and the guy from Community.
I just cannot remember that. Danny Glover. That's his name.
Donald.
Donald Glover. Yeah,
I'm too old for this.
Yeah, thanks for the weapon. Donald Glover. Yeah.
All right, Jordan, you want to run through the answers?
Yeah. So
this was a terrible round.
Listen, for everybody, I kind of little peek behind the curtain. We take different categories. We each write questions, and I went over this one myself, and I bombed pretty hard here too. So you didn't get the first one right, though. Agent Maria Hill is Colby Smulders.
He says Ronan the Accuser. I think that should be under review.
Listen, it's a point, Rosero. A single point.
I know, it's not a semi.
Fuck you, Cook.
Ronan the Accuser is played by Lee Pace. You did get Ego. That is Kurt Russell. Obadiah Stane, the dude, Jeff Bridges is the name. Volstagg, I don't even know who that character is, but he's played by Ray Stevenson. Who's Volstagg?
He's actually not played. He's supposed to be super fat, and they don't have super fat.
Okay, got it. Aaron Davis, you were on the right track, and that's Donald Glover. Christine Everhart is played by Leslie Bibb. Harley Keener is played by a guy named Ty Simpkins. Ramonda, that is Angela Bassett. So that's who plays that character. And Dr. Helen Cho, which we passed pretty quickly, that is played by the actress named Claudia Kim. 2 points.
Hey, that's not respectable, but I'll take
it. It's not a goose egg, though.
Here's the thing. You know what? You're just adding to your score. It's better than nothing. We've had some zeros
coming.
Yep, we've got two more rounds to get some points. So
there you go.
And who knows? Justin, Ashley might not do so well either.
All right. Michael, who's up next?
Ashley goes next.
All right, Ashley, are you ready?
Yes and no.
Well, just make sure you hear them all, because maybe one will pop in your head. All right, here we go. 90 seconds on the clock. First, clock will start when I play the first one. Alexander Pierce.
I'll pass.
Ulysses Klaue.
Pass.
Agent Phil Coulson.
Clark Gregg.
Emil Blonsky.
Tim Roth.
Colonel Chester Phillips.
Pass.
Malekith.
Ugh. Pass.
Senator Stern.
Senator Stern. Oh, that's Gary Shandling.
Maya Hansen.
Oh, Rebecca Green.
Korath.
Pass.
Jonathan Pangborn.
Say again?
Jonathan Pangborn.
Pass.
Back to Alexander Pierce.
Oh, that's... I can't remember his name. Pass.
Ulysses Klaue.
Time.
All right. Not terrible.
Not too bad. Funny thing is, the only one I would have got, you didn't get. So I'll tell you. It's Alexander Pierce is played by the famous legendary actor Robert Redford. The next one, Ulysses Klaue. This is actually the only one I think I would have known here. Actually, that's Andy Serkis. You know, Gollum and the Caesar from the Apes movies and things like that. Right. Agent Phil Coulson, you got Clark Gregg, which doesn't even sound like a real name. Emil Blonsky, Tim Roth, you did get that one. Colonel Chester Phillips is played by Tommy Lee Jones.
Right.
Malekith, the name of the actor is Christopher Eccleston. And then you did get 5 points here on this hard one. Senator Stern is indeed Gary Shandling. So good job on that one. You almost got this next one. Maya Hansen, you gave Rebecca Green, I think. Her name is Rebecca Hall. So close. Mm. No cigar. Korath. Andy, you want to take a shot at pronouncing this one?
Daimon Hansu.
Daimon. There's a J Daimon? In that first name. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's, Daimon. Yeah. Daimon.
It's a soft J.
Yeah. I would say Digimon, but I know that's some sort of card game. And the last one, the very hard one, Jonathan Pangborn is actually played by Benjamin Bratt. But you got 9 points to add to your lead, so good job.
Very good. All right, JT, are you ready?
Pass.
Just practicing. All right, Michael, we have 90 seconds on the clock.
We're good to go.
All right, the clock will start when I say the first name. Dr. Christine Palmer.
That is... God damn it. Rachel McAdams.
Happy Hogan.
That is Jon Favreau.
Justin Hammer.
Oh, the fuck with the dirty hands. Skip, pass.
Darren Cross.
Karrion Cross.
Frigga.
I don't know. Pass.
Dr. Abraham Erskine.
Pass.
Vice President Rodriguez.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Brock Rumlow.
Pass.
Kraglin.
I don't know who that is. Pass.
Denarian Saul.
Macaulay Culkin.
All right, back to Justin Hammer.
Already? I can't think of his name. Pass.
All right, Frigga.
Pass.
Dr. Abraham Erskine.
Yeah, I don't know.
Brock Rumlow.
Pass.
All right, you want to give a shot at Kraglin?
No. go back. What was the other one?
Justin Hammer.
Fuck his name. And what do I get for time?
10.
Is there time?
Oh,
you're done.
Is there time? All right, no, I'm out.
No, you got a few seconds.
All right. I'm going to say Norman Rockwell. I know it's Sam Rockwell. Sam Rockwell.
Oh. Yeah.
Did we give him that one?
Yeah, let's give it to him.
Well, you were mumbling how much fucking time I had, so I hope so. All right, spreadsheet. You can't do it.
Let's see how we did. I'm with you on some of these. I don't even know the characters, but you did know Dr. Christine Palmer. That is Rachel McAdams.
I was very excited. I got that one.
Yep. Happy Hogan is Jon Favreau. Justin Hammer is Sam Rockwell. Got that one in the nick of time. And then Darren Cross, I believe you gave us the NXT champion, Darren Cross. It's actually Corey Stoll is the name of the actor. Frigga is played by Renee Russo.
Oh, fuck. That's what that was. Okay.
Dr. Abraham Erskine is Stanley Tucci. Vice President Rodriguez, you went with Julia Louis-Dreyfus. It's actually Jason Alexander. Miguel Ferrer. Brock Rumlow. This is where I think Andy was making names up. Brock Rumlow.
AKA Crossbones.
Yeah, played by Frank Grillo. Kraglin, played by Sean, don't call me Billy Gunn. And Denarian Sal is played by Peter Serafinowicz.
Yep. I remember when I thought I used to come up with ridiculous questions about I press your luck, but yes, you topped it, Andy.
Thank you. High praise. All right. So at the end of two rounds, we have Paul Faria in the lead with 20, Ashley Cruz with 18, and JT Rosero with 8. So two more rounds to go. Yeah. It could go on a run. You never know. All right. Before we get to the next game, Jordan, you want to talk about what's going on over across the hall at the Placement Nation Wrestling Network?
I believe I made it clear last time. This is all I ever want to talk about. My family is thinking of moving away because of it. No, let's talk about what we can find on the Place to Be Nation Wrestling Network feed. First, before you do that, check out the Wrestling Network store. Show off your favorite podcast logo and great merchandise, t-shirts, hoodies, all kinds of stuff. Go to teepublic.com, teepublic.com, type PTBW in the search bar, and find something you like and make a purchase. But here's what you can listen to. Before you start listening to anything, make sure you are subscribed. I listen on my Apple Podcast app. You might listen on Spotify or Amazon Music. If you are not subscribed, search Place to Be Wrestling Network, the word to, T-O, not the number, and subscribe, leave a rating and a review, and that will help make the podcast more available to more people. But here's some of the things that are on the feed right now. It Was a Thing on TV is back on the wrestling feed with their second wrestling episode that just came out today. We're taking a look at WrestleMania 2. Greg, Chico, and Mike are discussing color commentary of Susan St. James and the boxing judging acumen of G. Gordon Liddy. Nate Milton and the Chain Reaction crew are back to discuss the biggest WWE show of 2021, WrestleMania 37, which just happened not too long ago. Extreme Resurrection is continuing now with James and Mike discussing the WWE debut of CM Punk and the returns of Kurt Angle and Rob Van Dam. Over at Wrestling's Chicken Salad, Ben Locke, Logan Croslin, and Jacob Williams are breaking down and reviewing WrestleMania 27, not 37, but 27. A couple more episodes you can listen to. NWA Saturday Special, Scott and Dr. G are recapping the 24th episode of NWA Power, which is back after quite a long hiatus. PTB NXT dropped their latest episode. Jenny, Tim, and Jacob discuss the weekly shows of NXT from August and September of 2014, which is just a few years back, but a nice little refresher if you want to take a listen to that. And the last thing you can listen to on there, of course, you can go to the back catalog and listen to many, many, many shows. But one of the newer ones you can listen to is the newest episode of Highway to the Impact Zone, where Logan and the gang are looking at the second ever full pay-per-view from TNA, Turning Point 2004. That's what we got on the wrestling feed, Andy. But we've got some other stuff here because we are on to round three.
Jordan, yeah. What is this game called?
Well, this one is called What Soundtrack Was It On? So we asked you to name the actor. We asked you to name who said the quote. And this time we're going to give you the name of a song. You tell us what movie that song appeared in. I can tell you guys this. This one is all MCU. So, Justin, this is what you've been waiting for.
Can I ask a question real quick?
Yes, you can.
I think you might have flip-flopped Paul and my score for round two.
I will have Andy check that.
I don't know. I think
they did. We'll get that fixed.
We'll get that fixed. Cook. Always cooking the books. It's in his name.
All right. So after
somehow
that,
somehow wins the fucking football picks every year.
After the adjustment, we are correction here. Ashley is in the lead with 25, Paul with 13, and JT with 8. So All right. Makes things a little different. Oh, you know, it's going to be what it is. So let's continue on.
All right. But Ashley, you're the first one up for this round. So we will make sure the points that you score here are added to your score at the end. You have any questions about this one? Pretty simple. I'm going to give you the name of the song. I'm also going to give you the artist as well. Song and artist. Okay. You tell us what movie that song appears in. Okay. Mr. Cook, you ready with the clock?
Good to go.
All right. I will not be singing anything. Just say the names of the songs. First one for you, Ashley. Back in Black by AC/DC.
Iron Man.
Mr. Blue Sky by Electric Light Orchestra.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin.
Thor Ragnarok.
Shining Star by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Iron Man 2.
Cherry Bomb by The Runaways.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Blitzkrieg Bop by The Ramones.
Spider-Man Homecoming.
Walk by Foo Fighters.
Avengers Endgame.
Kiss Me Deadly, Lita Ford.
Captain Marvel.
Trouble Man by Marvin Gaye.
30 seconds.
That would be Captain America, Winter Soldier.
Doom and Gloom, The Rolling Stones.
Avengers Infinity War.
All right. That'll do it.
All right. Yep. Good round. You had a couple where you just, if you just inverted, reversed it, whatever you want to say, you would have had it.
Flip it and reverse it.
Flip it, reverse it. I feel like Willy Wonka trying to explain this. But we'll go through the answers, and then we'll give you your score. Back in Black by AC/DC. Yes, that was on Iron Man. Mr. Blue Sky, Electric Light Orchestra. You said Guardians of the Galaxy. That was actually Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin. That was Thor Ragnarok. Shining Star, Earth, Wind, and Fire. That was in Doctor Strange. Cherry Bomb by The Runaways was in Guardians of the Galaxy. You said Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Blitzkrieg Bop by the Ramones was Spider-Man Homecoming. Got that one right. Walk by the Foo Fighters. That was in Thor. Yeah, that one incorrect. But you got these next two. Kiss Me Deadly.
Was this
by
next one a guess?
Kiss Me Deadly by Lita Ford.
Yeah, was that a guess?
It was a total guess on this one, yeah.
Captain Marvel was guess right. Trouble Man by Marvin Gaye. Captain America, the Winter Soldier. Doom and Gloom, the Rolling Stones. That was Avengers Endgame.
Close.
Anywhere. You were close. But you got 15, which is a good score.
You know, Andy, since he was so close on that last one, I think we should give him no points for that.
That's fair. That's fair.
Okay. All right. Thank you for agreeing. All right. 15 points is a pretty good score. Justin, can you top it?
Well, he got like the four of the ones I knew, so we'll see. When I heard Immigrant Song, I was like, God damn it. I was hoping I get that one.
Right? All right. Damn it, well,
Cook. Yeah. Cook knew.
Cook, are you still ready with the clock?
Yeah.
Okay. It's gonna be hard.
Symphony
to
number 35 by Schumann. That's what Cook lined up.
It's gonna be hard to count down from 90 while I'm fighting back tears. But here we go.
I like the scores, not the actual songs. This is.
Yeah. All right, your first one.
Into the Darkness by Stephen Amell. Oh, okay.
Funny thing is, I mean, you might know this one, but for me, this is a tough one. Your first one, Justin, is Come and Get Your Love by Redbone.
Oh, yeah, I do know. That was Guardians of the Galaxy.
All right. All the Stars, Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, it's going to be a new one. I'm going to say that's Spider-Man Far From Home.
Brandy, You're a Fine Girl, Looking Glass.
That is Guardians 2.
Come On, Get Happy, David Cassidy.
Fuck. Happy. That's WandaVision.
Vacation by the Go-Go's.
Vacation. Oh, Ant-Man.
Should I Stay or Should I Go? The Clash.
Stranger Thing. No. Should I Stay or Should I Go? Pass.
Live to Rise, Soundgarden.
That is Captain Marvel.
I'm Ready by the Commodores.
Pass.
supersonic rocket ship by the Kinks?
Ooh, I'm gonna go Endgame.
30 seconds.
Oh yeah, by Yellow.
Oh yeah. Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Go back up to Should I Stay or Should I Go with the Clash?
I will go with Ragnarok.
And last one, I'm Ready, Commodores.
I'll go Ragnarok too. Maybe one of them will hit.
Oh no, you did okay. It was hard, you know. Well, let's run through them now and see how you did.
Yep.
Come and Get Your Love by Redbone. That was Guardians of the Galaxy. We actually would have accepted, I believe, Endgame as well. All the Stars by Kendrick Lamar. That was from Black Panther, actually.
Damn it. That makes sense.
Brandy, You're a Fine Girl by Looking Glass. You got that one right. That was Guardians Volume 2. Come On, Get Happy, David Cassidy. That's from Ant-Man and the Wasp. Vacation to Go-Go's, that's Spider-Man.
I believe it was in WandaVision as well. I should get that.
We'll do a quick Google check.
We'll have to have a quick check for one. Vacation by the Go-Go's, that's Spider-Man Far From Home. Should I Stay or Should I Go by The Clash, that's from Iron Man 2. Live to Rise by Soundgarden, that's from The Avengers. Yeah. I'm Ready by The Commodores, that's from Ant-Man. You got this one right, though. Supersonic Rocket Ship, The Kinks, that was from Avengers Endgame. And Oh Yeah by Yellow, that's from Spider-Man Homecoming for
that
a score.
Sense. I realized as soon as I said it, that was probably the bomb one.
Yes. So, not bad.
Yeah, so, I mean, if I Google WandaVision, Come On, Get Happy, it does bring up a YouTube clip that says WandaVision Recap, Come On, Get Happy. I didn't watch it to see.
I'm pretty sure it was in there.
So Will,
it did a whole podcast series on it. You don't remember?
It was on it.
Thank you.
All right, Andy, you're the boss here. We're going to give him the points on that one?
Yes, we'll give him the points.
Thank you. We'll give him three more.
This is the only round where a non-MCU doesn't count, apparently.
Right. How bad there?
Yeah, no, it's in the MCU. It's canon.
It is canon. Whew. Okay.
All right. It gives you 10 for the round. Not bad. Mm-hmm. All right, Paul, you're going to finish us out here. Are you ready?
Hopefully.
All right. Mr. Cook, are you ready?
Let's go.
All right. I'm ready, too. First song, Just a Girl by No Doubt.
Captain Marvel.
The Rubber Band Man by The Spinners.
Pass.
It's Been a Long, Long Time, Harry James and His Orchestra.
Been a long, long time. Iron Man 3.
California Love, Tupac.
California Love, Tupac. Captain Marvel.
The Chain, Fleetwood Mac.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston.
That was Deadpool.
Blue by Eiffel 65.
When in Doubt, Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Go All the Way by the Raspberries.
By the Raspberries. Captain Marvel.
Single Ladies, Beyonce.
All the Single Ladies by Beyonce. Pass.
Every Day is Like Sunday, Morrissey.
Morrissey's got to be Captain Marvel. They were 90s heavy.
And you passed Rubber Band Man by the Spinners.
Doctor Strange.
And you also passed Single Ladies, Beyonce.
Time.
That's wonderful. So I knew all those songs from the last one. Like,
I get what you go for with the 90s ones going Captain Marvel, and I would have just said one of the Guardians anytime I was drawing.
Yeah, it's like Guardians when it comes to music is like answering C on the S.
All right, well, let's see how you did. Let's go through them. Just a Girl by No Doubt. That was Captain Marvel. You got that one right. The Rubber Band Man by the Spinners. That's from Avengers Infinity War. That's when the Guardians of the Galaxy are introduced in that movie. It's Been a Long, Long Time by Harry James and His Orchestra. That's from Avengers Endgame, the song that Steve and Peggy dance to. California Love by Tupac. That's from Iron Man 2. You got this one right. The Chain by Fleetwood Mac. That's from Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston. That's from Spider-Man Far From Home.
Oh,
Blue by Eiffel 65 is from Iron Man 3. Go All the Way by the Raspberries is from Guardians of the Galaxy. Single Ladies by Beyonce. That's from Doctor Strange. and Every Day Is Like Sunday by Morrissey. That one is in The Ant-Man and the Wasp for a grand total of 4 points for the round.
Oh. We all really botched the Spider-Man ones. They're so obvious. The fucking prom songs. We're all asleep at the wheel on those.
The Whitney Houston one. That was in like the Tony Stark montage, wasn't it?
Might have been.
Yes.
Yes. We'll say yes. All right. So at the end of three rounds, we have Ashley in the lead with 40, JT with 18, and Paul with 17. Guys, there's 34 points available in the last round, so everybody is still in the game.
Yep. It's, all right.
We're fighting for a second.
And hey, this last round is more just straight trivia, not actors, yeah. This or that. I mean, that might be a question in there, but, you know.
All right. Before we get to that final round, let's talk about what's going on a couple of other great podcast feeds you can listen to with your very ears. Subscribe to Jennifer Smith, the Jenny Position feed. It's the home of Geek and Sassy, Talk and Pop, Freak Out Driving, The Journey Through Infinity featuring JT, Hot Tokes, Brother Sister Rewatch, You Heard About Pluto, Bianca's First Time, much, much more. Also, check out the North-South Connection brought to you by JT, Chad, and Aaron. It's the home for Wrestling Warzone, No Holds Barred, The Extreme Three-Way Dance, the Ruthlessly Aggressive podcast from Montreal to Boston, The Year That Was, Shrink Wrap, TNA Never Dies, Rank and File, and much, much more.
Now entering the Rumble. It's a great show. Check it out.
And now entering the Rumble, yes. I was going to ask if there's anything in particular you want to promote quickly.
No, I think you covered it. Lots of cool stuff. Ruthlessly Aggressive. Earlier this week, Jake Williams, guest Scott Criscolo, hit SummerSlam 02, and that was a really great listen, so check it out.
All right. Jordan, how's your theme song thing going on, Rank and File?
First episode will be dropping next week.
All right. Yep. Really looking forward to listening to that. Also, Glenn and Scott Butler are continuing their spectacular journey through music, films, and more on the Non-Toxic Fanboys podcast, where they try to enjoy the things they love. Find them at Non-Toxic Fanboys on Twitter, nontoxicfanboys.com, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Join our rejuvenated Place to Be discussion group on Facebook. Go to Facebook, look up Place to Be, and request an invite. Discussions and fun with wrestling, movies, tournaments, and all forms of pop culture. So check it out. The 2021 Stretch Project, determining the greatest NWA WCW wrestler of all time, is live. Go to Facebook.com and join the group. Discuss the nominees. Be sure not to. Also, don't forget, check out PlaceMation.com each and every day. We have new voices, fresh takes, bringing you articles in the topics of world's wrestling, sports, pop culture, including Trent with This Week in WWE, Steve Rill's Wonderful World of Disney reviews, Paul's perspective, Matt's live action Disney movie reviews, and much, much more. And if you're doing online shopping over at Amazon.com, be sure to click on the Amazon banner on the right side of the PlaceMation homepage, or use PlaceMation.com/Amazon. It takes you right to Amazon, helps out Peace to Be Nation with no cost to you. All right, so
Andy,
yes,
are you working on your WCW ballot yet?
Oh yeah.
So who's rounding out your top three besides Joe Gomez and Mongo McMichael?
Oh god, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe Ron Reese. He's up there.
All right.
You know,
Tree Slam.
Yeah. Right. Shockmaster. Got a lot of people. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. All right. Yete. So, what was that?
The Yete.
All right. So, to just to recap, we have Ashley and Lee with 40, JT with 18, and Paul with 17, which means, Paul, you'll be going first in this round.
Okay. All right.
Go on a nice run, and, you know, you could still be in this. All right. 90 seconds on the clock. Mike, are you ready with that?
Yes, we are.
All right. So, when I finish the first question, the clock will start. Here we go. Who made Captain America's shield?
Oh, that would be Stark's dad. Oh, Stark. I'll pass.
Who created Ultron?
Tony Stark and Bruce Banner.
What article of clothing does Iron Man call Spider-Man to get him into the fight in Captain America's Civil War?
Underoos.
What infamous aquatic bird made cameos in both Guardians movies?
Aquatic bird. Pass.
Who is Star-Lord's childhood idol that his father briefly transforms into in Guardians 2?
Oh, Mr. Knight Rider. The Hoff.
All right. What thought experiment do the two visions discuss in WandaVision?
Theseus's boat.
Agnes's house in WandaVision is the same house used in what famous 60s sitcom?
30 seconds.
It's not. I'll say Brady Bunch, but I know that's not it.
What country is Nakia operating in as a spy before going back to Wakanda?
Is it Nigeria?
What species is Groot?
He is a Flora Gigantis.
Name all the movies that Thanos appeared in.
Time. You can let him finish it.
Yeah, let him finish it.
Sure.
Oh, Endgame, Infinity War, Avengers, Guardians of the Galaxy. That's it. That's all I can think of.
All right. Okay. All right. So we're going to give him the two yellows.
Okay. I thought so, but yep. I marked it for you. All right. Here's how you did. Who made Captain America's shield? You said Stark's dad. We'll give that to you. It's Howard Stark.
Howard Stark.
Ultron was created by Tony Stark and Bruce Banner, Mr. Cook. We discussed that before we went on air. The article of clothing Iron Man calls Spider-Man to get him into the fight in Captain America Civil War is indeed underoos. I think you might have got tripped up on the word aquatic here. The infamous aquatic bird who makes cameos in the Guardians movies is Howard the Duck.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's not really aquatic.
I mean, ducks are, I guess.
He's a waterfowl. Yes, I guess, yeah.
Star-Lord's childhood idol that his father briefly transformed into. You gave us the Hoff. We'll accept it. David Hasselhoff. The thought experiment that the two visions discuss in WandaVision is the ship of Theseus. We'll give you that one.
He said Theseus ship.
Listen, if he says Schrodinger's cat or the cat that Schrodinger has, we'll still give him the points. I mean... Maybe it's feces. I've never been on the ship. Maybe it is made of feces.
The ship.
the house in WandaVision though is modeled after the show Bewitched, which of course is kind of tongue in cheek there since they are witches. You did get this one right. The country that Nakia is operating as a spy before going back to Wakanda is Nigeria. You came so close on Groot's species. You said Flora Gigantis. I think it's Flora Colossus. Close. And then you came very, very close on this last one. The movies that Thanos appears in, you got all but one. Avengers, Guardians, Infinity War, Endgame, and Age of Ultron. You missed that one. But 14 points is a nice little run for the final round.
A score of 31.
Yep. Yep. Okay. Yep.
All right. Justin, are you ready?
Yes.
Hey, hopefully you go on a run. Make it interesting. All right, 90 seconds on the clock. Mike, are we ready?
We're good.
All right. Clock will start when I finish this question. Which movie did Thanos first appear in a post-credit scene?
Avengers.
What planet is the Soul Stone hidden in Infinity War?
Mordor.
Before becoming Vision, what is the name of Iron Man's AI butler?
Jarvis.
What species is Loki revealed to be?
Shit, what are those things? Frost Giant?
Who was the first actor to play War Machine?
Pass.
Where is Vibranium mostly found?
Wakanda.
What Marvel film did Kenneth Branagh direct?
I don't know. Ant-Man.
What does S.H.I.E.L.D. stand for?
Oh my god. Pass.
Who was on the lunchbox that Captain Marvel hides the Tesseract in?
That's a good one. Ninja Turtles.
Six characters were in between 8 and 10 MCU films. Name them.
Tony Stark. Bruce Banner. I'm sorry, I said how many?
Six.
Okay. Bruce Banner. Black Widow. Thor. Thanos. And Captain America.
All right, back to what was the first act? Who was the first actor?
Terrence Howard. Energy?
And what does S.H.I.E.L.D. stand for?
I don't know. someone.
Time.
Feces ship.
All right. Not bad.
Nope, not bad at all. Here's how you did. Thanos does first appear in the Avengers in a post-credits scene. The Soul Stone is hidden on Vormir.
That's what I said.
Mordor, I believe, is a ring.
It's the same thing as feces and theses. It's the same fucking thing.
It's true.
No,
it's a good
it's
point.
Not the same thing.
I just pronounce my V's as M's.
Listen, you guys can meet up at the corner after the show and discuss.
I know you were punching me for my wisp.
Hey, Vision was Jarvis before he became Vision. Loki is a frost giant. Terrence Howard is the first actor to play War Machine. And Vibranium is found on Wakanda. You did great there. Kenneth Branagh directed Thor. Kind of just shot in the dark there. SHIELD stands for Strategic Homeland Intervention Enforcement and Logistics Division.
Division.
that's what tripped you up. The lunchbox that Captain Marvel hides a Tesseract in is the Fonz. Arthur Fonzarelli is on that one. And this one was tricky. You gave the answers kind of I would have thought. Tony Stark, the six characters that are in between 8 and 10 MCU films, Tony Stark is correct. Steve Rogers is correct. Thor is correct. But the others are Nick Fury.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, War Machine.
Yeah, makes
and
sense.
Jarvis / Vision.
Okay, yeah, makes sense.
So those ones are a little trickier, but 11 points.
All right. Well, Ashley, you have it sewn up, but we're going to make you play this round anyway.
Yep.
All right.
If you get a perfect score, Andy will Venmo you $100.
What?
Andy Helene, though. Different Andy.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was like, after you PayPal me.
Yeah, right?
All right. Ashley, are you ready?
Yes, let's do it.
All right. Mike, 90 seconds on the clock.
Good to go.
All right. After I finish this first question, what is Black Widow's real name?
Natasha Romanoff.
Who is the first female superhero to have their name in the title of an MCU film?
Wasp.
Director Taika Waititi also plays what comedic character in Thor Ragnarok?
Korg.
Who is Bruce Banner's love interest in The Incredible Hulk?
Betty Ross.
What Top Gun character is the cat in Captain Marvel named after?
Goose.
What is Pepper's real name?
Pass.
Where did Killmonger grow up?
Compton?
How many possibilities did Doctor Strange see for the outcome of the Infinity War?
6,000,002.
Who did the Sovereign create in the mid-credit scene for Guardians of the Galaxy 2?
30 seconds.
Adam Warlock?
What sequence of words in English activates the Winter Soldier?
Yeah, I can't remember those.
All right, back to you. What is Pepper's real name?
Elizabeth Potts. I don't know.
You don't want to try to activate the Winter Soldier?
No, I think he's good.
Okay. All right. You did well.
Good.
I think Elizabeth Potts was in Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. Chip Potts is... here's how you did, Ashley. Black Widow's real name, Natasha Romanoff. Very good. I think we actually mentioned that earlier in the show tonight. First female superhero to have their name in the title of an MCU film. Even though this was an easy question, it was a little tricky. You probably would have been tempted to say Captain Marvel, but you got it right. It's Wasp. It's the first female character with their name in the title. Taiki Waititi does play the role of Korg. Bruce Banner's love interest in The Incredible Hulk is, you said Betty Ross. We have Betsy Ross. We're going to give you those points. Mm-hmm. It doesn't affect the outcome. Goose is the Top Gun character that also shares the name of the cat in Captain Marvel. Pepper's real name is actually Salt. No, it's Virginia Potts is her name. Killmonger grew up, you were in the right state. We were looking for Oakland, California. You were not even close on Doctor Strange's numbers. You had to double it and then some. 14,605 different scenarios for the outcome in Infinity War. If you get this one right, the Sovereign created Adam Warlock in the mid-credits scene for Guardians 2. I don't think anything's ever come of that, so that might be in future movies. We'll find out. And the sequence of words in English that activates the Winter Soldier are also Jason Greenhouse's safe words. Longing, rusted, furnace, daybreak, 17, benign, 9, homecoming, 1, freight car.
And free!
$14.
All right.
Good job.
So, fun game. So, Ashley, congratulations. You are a winner with 54 points. Paul came in second with 31, and JT with 29. Yep. Those tough questions, not easy, you know.
I'm proud of my 29. I've only seen each of these movies one time and nothing else. Yeah.
No, you did good. I mean, you know, it's tough. I like I said, I've done the trivia games. I am blacked out from the one time I appeared on a PT Van trivia show. I don't. It's a traumatic experience.
I always like to play along and see how I would do. I would not have done well tonight. I think I would have finished a distant fourth.
Yeah. All right. So Ashley, you will be joining Ryan Everett, James Grunberg, Logan Cross, and Callum McDougal, Robert Hawkins, Scott Kruskal, and Greg Diener in our semifinal matchup with one more spot to go. We'll find out in 2 weeks who our ninth and final semifinalists will be when we go over classic movies. That is movies pre-1980. It's open to all kinds of fun stuff. We have a lot of fun games planned for that episode. All right. So, Jordan, any final words for tonight?
You know, just that if Greeny gets that final semifinal spot, I'm going to feel pretty dumb now for making fun of him.
Well, if you can find him. All right. Jordan, Michael Cook, and thank you to Ashley Cruz, Paul Faria, and JT Rosero for being on the show. I am Andy Atherton, and thank you for listening to PTBN Trivia Night. We'll check you out in 2 weeks. Take care, everybody.